Welcome to this edition of PowerPoint with Jack Graham. A little later in the program, we'll tell you how you can get a copy of the Roman Scripture Journal. But first, here's the message, the promise.
Take your Bibles and turn with me to Romans chapter 8, the 8th chapter of the book of Romans. And today, we're going to speak of one of the great verses in all of the Bible, Romans 8:28. And in addition to that, to speak of the security and the certainty that God's words brings to us. So in verse 28 of Romans 8, the scripture says, "For we know that all things are working together," or rather, I like to say, as if best translated, that God is causing all things to work together for good to those who are called according to his purpose. For those, and then watch the frame as God finishes the sentences. "For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, in order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers." In other words, Jesus, our elder brother and savior and God, he has been the forerunner of the forever family of God. And then verse 30, "And those whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified." We touched on Romans 8:28 the last time that we were together. And we said that this is the promise that comes from God. And God always, always keeps his promises. And that this promise is inclusive. It is inclusive of believers because it says we know, those of us who know Christ, we know that this is true. This promise is given to those who love God and who are called according to his purpose. So this is something that is given to us as the people of God because we believe not in fat chance or blind luck or fate or the fortuitous conjunction of circumstances, things just happening. No, we believe that God has a plan for every life. And you, my friend, are a plan of God. And God has a purpose for you. That plan is not all about you. It is ultimately all about him. But in the meantime, before we get to heaven, we live in this confidence, we live in this certainty that we as believers belong to him, and not only now, but forever. Listen, we can know that we're saved and going to heaven. You can know it for sure. These things are written, God's word, that you may know that you have eternal life. We are to live with this kind of confidence and this kind of certainty. You ought not to be, as I say, a question mark with your back all humped over, but you ought to be a walking exclamation point. You ought to be able to say, I know that Jesus Christ is my Lord and my Savior, and that I'm on my way to heaven. This we know. And because we know this, inclusive of the family of God, all of us who are believers, we live with this security and this certainty. Is there anything better than knowing that your sins are forgiven, that God's Spirit, Christ himself, lives in you? Knowing that heaven is in your future, that salvation is yours now, is there anything better than knowing this? One thing. Knowing that all your sins are forgiven, knowing that Christ lives in your life, knowing that you've been given salvation in Christ, and that you can never lose it, that you can never lose this eternal salvation that we have in Christ. This is the forever plan of God, and we see it in this passage, the immutable, unfailing, infallible, eternal promises of God that we know as believers that God is working. It is inclusive of all of us. No exemptions, no exceptions. No one is excluded in the family of God. This is for you, dear believer. But not only is this great promise of God inclusive, But we also know that this promise of God is comprehensive. For we know that all things work together for the good to them who love the Lord, to those who are called according to his purpose. That is comprehensive of all things in our life. Not everything is good in life. There is a lot of bad in our lives at times that we can't understand. And whether it be tragedies or trials or tests or all the rest, we know that all means all, that God is working together in all things for our good. And even when we can't understand it, we can know that God is always working. Even though we can't feel it, we know that God is working because God promised us in everything, in all things, he's working together for good in our lives. Now that's a great promise because it means the small things, the big things, the little things, the giant things. It means the bad things. It even can mean our mistakes and failures and stumbles and fumbles and missteps and mistakes along the way. If you have a GPS system on your phone or in your car, you probably have tried either Waze or Google Maps to get to a destination, and ultimately it will get you there if you follow the directions. But if you get off the path, what happens? It will reroute you and get you back onto the path so that you get to your destination. So God has a GPS system, and God has a plan and a purpose and a destiny for all of our days. And even when we get off the path and get off the track, even a rebellion against God, ultimately for the believer, he's working, he's moving, and he is changing things around, and he is giving us an opportunity to get back on the path when we listen and obey him. So I'm saying even those things which, even the sinful things, dare we say it, that God can use our sins and failures to get us on down the path and back on the path for his plan and purpose for our life. For example, Simon Peter. Jesus said to Simon Peter, you're going to deny me, but I have prayed for you that your faith will not fail and that afterwards you will strengthen your brothers. So Jesus said, Simon, you're going to deny me, but I'm going to use your denial and your sin. And what a sin it was when Simon Peter denied the Lord and disobeyed him and refused to stand for him at the cross, before the cross. And he was brokenhearted and sad and sorrowful, wasted after that experience, such sinful behavior. But later Jesus restored him and he gathered with his disciples and spoke to his disciples. But even now, as I look back on Simon Peter's life and to see how God used even his failure and even his sin and even his brokenness, it was his sorrow and repentance that rerouted him and got him back on track, and God used him in such an incredible way. I'm saying that God can use even our sin and our brokenness and our failures when we repent and when we return to him, that God uses that. I'm blessed even to this day, and so are you, by the truth that God used Simon Peter's sin to encourage me. Where sin abounds, grace much more abounds. And God, listen to this, God can draw a straight line with a crooked stick. God can draw a straight line with a crooked stick. And when life gets crooked, when I get crooked, God can overrule where he does not rule. Where God does not rule, he ultimately overrules. And God can redeem anything in our lives for his purposes. When he says all things, that means all things in our life. Nothing is beyond the ability of our God to transform our lives. The most dark and difficult things, even from abuse to accidents, from cancer, God uses them to bring healing and hope to you or to others around you. Even your sin can be forgiven and make you more dependent upon God than you've ever been in your life, humbled before the presence of the Lord. This promise is inclusive. This promise is comprehensive. And this promise is constructive. where it says God is working all things, or God is causing all things to work together for good to those who love him, called according to his purpose. Meaning that God causes all these things to work together. God doesn't cause all the bad things. He permits all things. But he does not cause all things. He causes some things in our lives that are tough and rough and struggles and sufferings in our life. Yes, God may in that, be in that, disciplining us or chastising us or teaching us. The psalmist ended up saying, after he had a rough experience in life, he said, "It was good that I was afflicted because I learned your statutes." And sometimes affliction and pain and struggle, it causes us to look to God as never before. But God reshapes us and makes us in the midst of that, even the broken parts and the broken pieces. That's what God is doing in your life.
You're listening to PowerPoint with Jack Graham, and today's message, the promise. Our world is confused about the gospel of Jesus Christ. Self-proclaimed social media scholars are giving their opinions about the way to God. However, many of those opinions fall short of the truth. The book of Romans outlines the gospel of Jesus and gives us a clear representation of what it means to be a Christian. To help you explore one of the most powerful books of the Bible, we'll send you the Roman Scripture Journal when you give a gift to PowerPoint. This excellent study guide will help you find the truth of the gospel as laid out in the Word of God. This is the last day of this offer, so call today. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. Or text Romans to 59789.
And don't forget to visit jackgraham.org, where you can shop our e-store, give a gift online, or sign up for Dr. Graham's free daily email devotional. Our website again is jackgraham.org. Now here's Dr. Graham with his message, The Promise.
God is always working in us even before we were born. He has a perfect plan in our lives for our good and his glory, and we are to live in the total trust and joyous gratitude of faith, because we know that God's plans are going to be fulfilled in our lives. And we see that in what we call the golden chain. There are five words that I'm going to show you here which represent links in a chain, a golden chain, a strong chain that assures us and convinces us that we are the children of God now and forever. Because I want to say, not only is this promise Romans 8:28, it is inclusive, it is comprehensive, it is constructive. God is always working, but it is also protective. Because here is the promise. Look at the verses again back in Romans chapter 8, verses 29 and 30. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, in order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those whom he predestined, he also called. That's the third word. That's the third foundational truth. That's the third link in the chain, called. And those whom he called, he also, there it is, justified. That's number four. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. Number five. Five links in this golden chain. And by the catalyst of the cross, we now see how we are forever saved from eternity past to eternity future. Why? Because one, of the foreknowledge of God. You see that word foreknowledge? This speaks of the wisdom of God. According to the infinite wisdom of God, you are in the infinite heart and mind of God. God set his eyes on you. God set his attention on you. God knew that a little boy living in a small town of Arkansas, when as a small child walked down in a tent revival meeting on a sawdust path to profess faith in Jesus Christ and to begin following Jesus God saw that little boy named Jack Graham before time began. Before I was in my mother's womb. That's foreknowledge. And what I'm saying about me, you can say about yourself if you know the Lord Jesus Christ. And even if you don't know him, he sees the beginning and the end. This is God's wisdom. But that second link in this chain that secures us forever, that holds us tightly now and throughout all eternity, is the word predestined. And this speaks of the will of God, God's will. The word predestinate means the effective exercise of the will of God by which he brings before, determined by him, all things. And so God, who sees all things and knows all things, also predestines all things. In other words, predestination is a sure thing. If God says it's going to happen, it is going to happen. You, believer, God has a destiny for your life. He has a will and a purpose for your life. Now, it is God's desire that you come to Christ, so he has then called you. That's the third link. And the word called here has to do with the effectual, fervent call of God upon our lives that brought us to himself. And what is the call of God? This speaks of the ways of God. That God has not only chosen us, but that now God has called us to follow him. He calls your name. He knows your name. He calls your name. And he invites you to come to him. If you are not saved, if you don't know you're saved, this is God's call for you right now. His Spirit is calling. But God uses the gospel and faithful witnesses of the gospel. And what I'm saying to you right now is God's call to you to come to Christ if you don't know him. Because whosoever will may come. Now, there are some people who believe that God only calls the called or only elects the elects, or that he only died for the elect. No, the scripture tells us that God loves everyone, that everyone is called, everyone can come to Christ. No one is excluded who wants to come to Christ. 1 Timothy 2:3-6, look at this. This is good, and it is pleasing in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all, which is the testimony given at the proper time. So when you consider God's call, this effectual call, it means that everyone can hear this call. 2 Peter 3:9 says, the Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient towards you and not wishing that any should perish, that all should come to repentance. Predestinations, the callings of God. This does not mean God predestined some to be saved and predestined others to be damned. No, God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. The Bible says, whosoever will may come. Revelation 22:17, the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let the one who hears say, come. And let the one who is thirsty come. And let the one who desires take of the water of life without price. God is saying, come to me. I'm calling you to myself. And whosoever will may come. When you get right down to it, God says whom he will. We do not choose him. He has chosen us, but he has given us an opportunity. He has given us a choice in the calling to respond or not to respond. Did you know that you can resist the work of the Holy Spirit? Paul said to a group of people in the book of Acts, you do often resist the Spirit. The Bible says, my spirit will not always strive with a man. So you can resist the work of the Holy Spirit. Some say the calling of God is irresistible. No, you have a choice. Jesus looked over Jerusalem, and as he was on his way to the cross, and he said, "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how I would have gathered you to myself as a hen gathers the brood," and with tears flowing down his face, he said, "But you would not." Not that they could not, but you would not. Yes, you have a choice to make. God is calling. But you must respond by faith and repentance and receive Christ into your life. This is the call of God. The whosoever wills, these are the elect, and the whosoever wants are the non-elect. And then finally, not finally, next to finally, there is justification. And this speaks, this justification of the work of God. Justification speaks of the work of God in making us righteousness. Romans 4:5. "And to the one who does not work but believes in him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted unto righteousness." We are made righteous by faith in Jesus Christ. And remember this, that justification, this work of God, is more than an acquittal, it's more than a pardon. We are not only forgiven and acquitted of our sins, but then we are given the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ, right standing before God. And so, watch this golden chain. We're talking about security now. We're talking about being an exclamation point, walking around with confidence and certainty that we're on our way to heaven. So God says, here's why you can know this, because I'm working everything together for the good in your life, for my glory, for your good, and it is because of my wisdom I have known you before the foundation of the world. I set my love and my heart and affection upon you. It is because of predestination, because, I mean, if this was the only verse in the Bible that spoke of eternal security, it's enough to believe in the eternal security of the believer. Because what God starts, he always finish. And he said, "I have predestined you to be like Christ." And we, when we see Jesus, the Bible says in 1 John, we will be like him, because we will see him as he is. He's conforming us and making us like Christ. And this is the whole purpose of life for the believer. And so that's the wisdom of God, and we are predestined. That's the will of God in our life, and the ways of God as he calls us to faith and repentance. And then this justification, the work of God, the finished work of Christ on the cross for you. It is done. It is over. It is accomplished. It is finished. And therefore, I am justified. I am justified in Christ. And one final thing, I am glorified. And this speaks of the worship of God. Because notice the tense of that verse. It doesn't say, "I will be glorified." It says, "We are now glorified." In the heart and mind of God, it's already happened. You're as good for heaven as if you were already there. You are now glorified in the sight of God. This is the golden chain. This is what keeps us and holds us so that we can know that we know that because of what Christ has done, not by works of righteousness that we have done, but according to his mercy, he has saved us. You need to know for certain that you have this eternal life.
You're listening to PowerPoint with Jack Graham, and today's message, the promise. Our world is confused about the gospel of Jesus Christ. Self-proclaimed social media scholars are giving their opinions about the way to God. However, many of those opinions fall short of the truth. The book of Romans outlines the gospel of Jesus and gives us a clear representation of what it means to be a Christian. To help you explore one of the most powerful books of the Bible, we'll send you the Roman Scripture Journal when you give a gift to PowerPoint. This excellent study guide will help you find the truth of the gospel as laid out in the Word of God. This is the last day of this offer, so call today. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. Or text Romans to 59789.
And don't forget to visit jackgraham.org, where you can shop our e-store, give a gift online, or sign up for Dr. Graham's free daily email devotional. Our website again is jackgraham.org. Pastor, what is your PowerPoint for today?
This would be a great, great way to end today's program. Let me remind you of this promise. We know that all things are working together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. For whom He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might make us the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He predestined, those He also called, and whom He called, He justified, and whom He justified, He glorified. From the beginning to the end of the Christian life, all the way to eternity, God has a plan and God has a perfect purpose for every life. All of us have difficult circumstances in our lives, inescapable events, imponderable events, trials, hardships. Maybe you're right in the middle of one of those kinds of difficult, even dark circumstances in your life today. I want to remind you that God is at work. He hasn't stopped working in your life. He is working in your life creatively, constructively, compassionately, continually. God is at work making you more like Jesus. Remember, God is far more concerned about your character than He is in changing your circumstances. God is more concerned about our character than our comfort. So if you're working hard in your own strength to change your situation, just take a deep breath, step back, pray, and ask God to show you what He wants to teach you in the circumstance of your life. God wants you to grow. God wants you to develop as a believer. You know, I've often thought that too many Christians are like a bad photograph, underdeveloped and overexposed. Well, God is working to develop you and to discipline you so that you can truly be a light in the world for Christ. You may not fully understand God's plan and the reason for the trial, the test that you may be facing today, but through it all, cling to the hope that is found in Romans chapter 8, that God is working all things together for good and for His glory. As one great preacher from Britain said, God is too good to be unkind, too wise to make a mistake. And when you can't trace His hand, you can trust His heart. Trust the great heart of God today, for He is working for His glory and your good.
And that is today's PowerPoint. Remember, when you give a gift to PowerPoint, we'll send you the Roman Scripture Journal as our thanks. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word Romans to 59789. Join Dr. Graham next time when he brings a message about your spiritual revolution. That's next time on PowerPoint with Jack Graham.
PowerPoint with Jack Graham is sponsored by PowerPoint Ministries.